This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Work it out. Praise the Lord. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line would like to say welcome to those I seen on Facebook this morning. My mom, my sister Tracy, my sister Kendra, my sister-in-law Rhoda, my friend Will, and the Rubios. Those are the ones I saw before I came up. Welcome and thank God for joining today. What a message He has for us today, and I know He is going to work it out. I tell you, this morning I had ran into so many technical difficulties, didn't know which song to play, and man, He said, work it out. And I tell you, I got a little excited on that song because I know He'll work it out. And I know that this message is going to bless you because the Lord has given me this message to deliver today. And as we get started, we're going to be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 15. You need to read the whole chapter, but we're going to pick out verse 20 to 24. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 20 to 24. And it reads this way. It says, "And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have bought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekite. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord by God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath God His great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as in iniquity and idolatry. Because thou have rejected the word of the Lord, He hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the mighty, precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for this message you have given us today. We ask right now that you prepare our hearts to receive it. My prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our title today is Fear God, Not Man. Let me tell you, listen to this. Fear can have several meanings in the Bible. There is a good fear that causes us to not do, there's a bad fear. Let me be clear. There's a bad fear that causes us not to do what God told us to do. And that's the fear of man, or the spirit of fear. But there is a good fear that causes us to do what God told us to do. And that's the fear of the Lord. We see here in 1 Samuel chapter 15 that God told Saul, the king of Saul, to do something. And when God tells us to do something, we better do it. God sends Samuel to Saul to tell him to go utterly destroy.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.